Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to troubleshoot dressage problems. Now, no matter how diligently you school your horse, you are most certain to encounter problems every once in a while. So in this podcast episode, we're going to cover the 5 steps that you need to take to troubleshoot those problems. So let's start right at the beginning with step number 1, and this one is physical issues. So before you do anything else, you need to consider whether there are any physical issues why your horse is not performing as you want him to. Now, this is especially important if the problems you're encountering have suddenly appeared from nowhere. And here are some of the main areas for you to double check. So the first one is teeth and mouth, because dental problems can affect much more than your contact with the horse. Because if your horse's mouth is painful, he will be reluctant to work forward through his back and to seek the contact. Now, some horses can also become nappy and be reluctant to go forward at all if they have discomfort in their mouth. Now, remember that older horses can develop dental issues quite quickly, so you should have your horse's teeth checked more frequently as he ages. Now, if you have a youngster, wolf teeth coming through can sometimes cause problems if they come into contact with the bit, so you need to be vigilant to that. Now also, a startling study found that 52% of event horses had bit-related lesions. Now these horses were volunteered to have their mouths checked, and their riders were shocked that their horses had these lesions. And this is a reminder that we should be checking our horses' mouths regularly. Now the bottom line is that you need to have your horse's teeth checked regularly as recommended by a qualified equine dentist or an experienced horse vet, and you need to get into the habit of regularly opening your horse's mouth to check for any injuries and to understand how the bit is affecting your horse's oral health. Now the next area that you need to check is your horse's back and neck. So has your horse tweaked his back whilst clowning around in the field with his mates? Did he get cast in his stable overnight? And maybe you began some new exercises that have left your horse with aching muscles. Now spinal problems and muscular aches are a very common cause of resistance and schooling issues in dressage horses. So if your horse is showing resistance and hollowing through his back, especially when you're riding sitting trot or you ask him for more collection, then it's very sensible to have your horse checked over by an appropriate equine specialist. Now the next thing you need to check is your tack. Now did your schooling problems first appear when you changed your horse's bit? Perhaps you bought a new bridle or invested in a beautiful new dressage saddle. Now many times a change of tack can trigger schooling problems. Even changing a noseband can spark objections in some horses. Now remember when you bought that trendy new pair of shoes for yourself, only to find that you could barely walk in them? Well, a change of tack can have the same effect on your horse. So first of all, make sure that all your horse's tack fits him correctly. A bit that pinches or a noseband that puts a lot of pressure on the poll can be really upsetting for your horse. And a saddle that sits too low in the withers and pinches every time the horse takes a stride can very quickly cause problems and trigger resistances too. So ask a qualified saddle fitter to check your saddle and have your instructor ensure that the horse's bit and bridle are in order. Now often a horse will lack confidence if you introduce a double bridle too soon, and that can lead to all manner of problems. For example, the horse might work with his mouth open, he might cross his jaw, hollow through his back, or remain behind your leg, as he doesn't want to take up this strange new contact in his mouth. Now once you have completed step number 1, and you are absolutely sure that there is no physical reason for the problems that you are experiencing, You then need to move on to step number two, which is you. Are you creating the problem? Because at the end of the day, you're the pilot and you're the one who's giving the horse the aids. So if things aren't going according to plan, it could be your fault. So here are a few common rider issues that can cause problems with dressage schooling. So the first question you need to ask yourself is, are you sitting straight? Because if you sit crookedly, your horse will become crooked too as he tries to compensate for you. So make sure that you are sitting up straight and keep your shoulders aligned with your horse's shoulders. The next question is, are your hands forwards thinking? Because problems can occur if you're trying to do too much with your hands. Remember that the horse must seek the contact and not have it forced upon him. A hard contact will cause the horse to disengage his hind legs, lose balance, and create tension and resistance. So you need to make sure that your contact is steady, light, and even, and that both hands are allowing the horse to move forwards into the contact. Now the next question is, are your legs correctly positioned? Now if your legs are not stretched down long, they can act as clothes pegs, which will disrupt your seat and push you up and out of the saddle so that your weight and seat aids become ineffective. Now if you're following the horse's bend, your inside leg should be slightly forward than your outside leg. And if you have your inside leg too far back, then your weight will drop onto your outside seat bone and unbalance your horse. And the last question is, are your aids clear? So does the horse understand what you're asking of him, and are the aids clear? Because often problems occur through miscommunication. Either the horse doesn't know what you're expecting him to do, or you're making a lot of background noise that's making your aids unclear and your horse can't decipher your requests. Now once you've completed step number two and you give yourself a thorough check, making sure that you are not causing the problem, we move on to step number three, which is to go back to basics. So in this step, you need to use the dressage scales of training as ground zero and work from there. Now whatever the problem is, it's a pretty safe bet that the issue lies in one or more of the elements of the basic training scale. So begin at the bottom of the training scale and work your way through each element to work out why things are going wrong. So number one is the rhythm. So as you ride, be aware of the horse's rhythm and tempo. Does the horse work actively forward and is the rhythm correct? So is the walk 4 time, is the trot 2 time, and is the canter 3 time? And then training scale number 2 is suppleness. So is the horse working from behind through a supple back? Is he swinging through without resistance, or is he hollowing and stiffening away from your seat? And then number 3, which is your contact. Does your contact with the horse's mouth feel elastic and soft? Is the horse quietly seeking the bit and willingly accepting your hand without tension? And do you have equal weight in both reins, or is the horse tilting his head or blocking you on one side? And then scale number 4, impulsion. So does the horse remain active and push himself forward from his hind legs into your hand? Perhaps the horse has become dead to your leg and is not being responsive to your forward aids. And then to training scale number 5, straightness. So has the horse become crooked? Is he falling through his outside shoulder or crossing his hind legs over through the corners or on a small circle? And lastly, number 6, collection. Is the horse on his forehand? Does he tend to work croup high? And does he lose his balance onto his shoulders through downward transitions? Now to help you out, here's an example of how to troubleshoot a common dressage schooling problem by going back to basics. So the example is when you begin teaching shoulder in. Many horses become above the bit, so there's a problem with the connection. But how do you fix that? Well, to create that connection, you need to have the horse working forwards from behind, into your outside rein. So you know that you need to activate the horse's hind legs and work on his suppleness and impulsion. Alternatively, the horse might come above the bit because he lacks straightness. If the horse has too much neck bend to the inside, he will stiffen and lose balance. Now in that case, you need to work on making the horse straighter. So, as you can see, going back to the basic scales of training can help you identify what's causing the problem, and then you can formulate a plan to put right what's going wrong. Now this moves us nicely into step number 4, which is to improve the ingredients. Now if you're having problems with a particular movement, don't keep drilling that same movement over and over again. Instead, practice other exercises that will help improve the ingredients of the movement in question. Now you can use the dressage scales of training to help you find what those ingredients are by following what we've just talked about in step 3. For example, if the horse is lacking impulsion during a leg yield, rather than repeating the leg yield with increasingly nagging leg aids, you can instead ride lots of transitions, concentrating on getting the horse to react more promptly to your leg. For example, trot to canter and canter to trot transitions on a circle, or maybe working trot to medium trot back to working trot, and working canter to medium canter back to working canter again. These will all be helpful. And then once you feel the horse's hind legs actively stepping under and propelling the horse forward, you can then revisit the leg yield. Now once you've completed steps 1 to 4, you hopefully should be seeing some improvements and your problem should be getting corrected. However, if you are still having issues, then this takes us on to step number 5, which is temporary abandonment. Now in some cases, the horse may get hung up on a certain movement, and this may be caused by negative past experiences, incorrect training, or the development of bad habits. Now this can result in extreme tension, panic, loss of confidence, and confusion. Now the best thing to do in this situation is to abandon the movement altogether for a significant period of time and work on building your horse's confidence and understanding before reteaching the movement again from scratch. Now once you have reaffirmed the aids through other movements and the horse is working in a relaxed and active manner, then it will be much easier to address and correct the problem. So to wrap this episode up, if you're experiencing problems with your dressage schooling, then you need to take time out to troubleshoot what's going wrong. So first, make sure that your horse isn't in any physical discomfort, either from his teeth, from his back, or because of badly fitting tack. Next, you need to take a step back and consider if you are creating the problem through miscommunication. And then lastly, you need to revisit the training scales to see which blocks are creating the problem. Now, once you've identified the root cause of what's going wrong, you can then work with your trainer to formulate a plan of action to get you and your horse's training back on track. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.